Just one she'ela on the laws of netilat shadayim. The question was asked, if a person's hands are wet before he starts to make netilat shadayim, does he have to dry his hands first before he starts with the actual netilat shadayim itself? So there's an interesting din over here that says the only time a person has to worry about moisture on his hands before he makes the netilat shadayim is unless his hands are wet from waters that are tume'im. Not all waters necessitate you to dry your hands, but waters that are tameh that are on your hands before netilat yadayim you have to dry. How do you get waters that are tameh? They can only come from the following scenario, where let's say a person was using a keli to make netilat yadayim, and he washes his hands with less than a divi'it of water. He pours less than a divi'it of water on his hands. That water that's on the guy's hands, at that point, is considered mayim teme'im. If that water touches somebody else's hands, he has to dry that water before he makes the netilat shadayim. Or let's say, the guy used less than a divi'it, and he touched the cup as a result, and now the other guy touched the cup, the handle, and got some of that water that was in the cup that the guy before him used less than a divi'it on his hands, then if it's on the second guy's hands, we'd have to dry. However, today, where most people use a divi'it in one shot, today we have faucets, we have a lot of water, b'shefa, people usually pour at least 3 ounces of water on the end in one shot, the waters remain tehorim. And therefore, even if he would touch those waters, it's not a problem, and if we would not have to dry his hands. So it's a hiluk where the water came from. I read from Chem Ben Sion, Perek Yud Aleph, question 10. Mishi yadav retuvot. They're wet. En sarich lenagev yadayim. Ela im ken yadav retuvot v'mayim teme'im. Unless his waters, the hands are tameh from tameh waters. Ve'en amayim teme'im ela im ken ba'u pa'u me've'im v'toch keli. Only if they came from less than a bi'it in a keli. V'lachen im nagav v'mi shenata yadav v'ovet shol shavach levit v'atachat ayadav. If he touches somebody that did not use a bi'it v'atachat and he touched his hands, sarich lenagev yadav, then you have to dry them before the tila. אבל אם נגע במי שתתבל ועיד בבד, אבל צגע יוז לבעיד בבד, even if you touched his hands, וכן אם היו ידיו רטובות, ממים שלא בא מכוח, כי לא לצא, his hands were wet, because they were wet from me, he washed his hands before, without a kelly, אין צריך לנגב ידיו, and it's not after dry his hands.